ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Chapter 1, entitled The History of the Life of Ajamila. Text 37. Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Ukte Yamadutaiste Vasudevokta Karinaha Tan Pratyuchu Prahasyedam Mega Nihiradaya Gira. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, being thus addressed by the messengers of Yamaraj, the servants of Vasudeva smiled and spoke the following words in voices as deep as the sound of rumbling clouds. Purport. The Yamdutas were surprised to see that the Vishnudutas, although polite, were hindering the rule of Yamaraj. Similarly, the Vishnudutas were also surprised that the Yamdutas, although claiming to be the servants of Yamaraj, the supreme judge of religious principles, were unaware of the principles of religious action. Thus the Vishnudutas smiled, thinking, what is this nonsense they are speaking? If they are actually servants of Yamaraj, they should know that Ajamil is not a suitable candidate for them to carry off. Hare Krishna. In this verse, spoken by Srila Shukadeva Goswami, he is explaining that Ajamil, who was the Lord's devotee in his childhood, but had deviated because of certain circumstances that came in his life, and then towards the end of his life, had cried out the name Narayan, calling out to his son, but still carrying a memory of the Supreme Lord, the holy name acted. Thus, Lord Narayan's messengers, the Vishnudutas, have come to save him, but at the same time, they are surprised that just before them, there are three Yamdutas who have come to take Narayan, come to take Ajamil. So in this verse, after the Yamdutas glorify the beautiful Vishnudutas and see the characteristics and sweet gentle qualities of the Vishnudutas, they are surprised that why the Vishnudutas are saying, stop, stop, do not take Ajamil anymore. So although in the verse, Shukadeva Goswami is simply explaining that after being addressed by the Yamdutas, the Vishnudutas just smilingly replied. But in the purport we find Srila Prabhupada adding a surprising element, where he is explaining that both the Vishnudutas and the Yamdutas are surprised. And what are they surprised about? The Yamdutas are surprised that Vishnudutas, being such nice gentle persons, are not allowing us to do our prescribed duty of carrying this sinful Ajamil to Yamaraj. And the Vishnudutas are surprised that Yamdutas are supposed to be order carriers of Yamaraj. They know the principles of religion, but still they are acting in an irreligious way by taking pious Ajamil to Yamlok. It's very interesting in this verse. That the non-devotees do not understand the activities of the devotees, and the devotees, they feel surprised at the activities of the non-devotees. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in text 24, Srila Prabhupada defines what is matter. He says absolute truth covered by Maya is called matter. The absolute truth covered by the desire of sense gratification is called matter. And the same matter detailed for the cause of the absolute truth regains its spiritual quality. So in the text 24 of the 4th chapter it is explained, Brahma arpanam brahma havir brahma agnav brahmana hutam brahmenate na gantavyam brahma karma samadhinaha. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that the word Brahman means spiritual. And that spiritual, when covered by Maya or one's desire for sense gratification, becomes matter. That means actually everything is spirit. But when that spirit, Brahman, is covered by one's desire to enjoy, then it takes the material quality. And Prabhupada gives the example in the purport of milk, which if one drinks, it causes indigestion. That same milk, if taken in the form of yogurt, acts as a cure for that indigestion. So that milk is compared to the desire to enjoy. And when we enjoy in this world, Brahman, which is actually all spiritual, that same thing, if it is used for Krishna's service, Brahmena tena gantavyam, brahma karma samadhinaha, it all becomes transcendental as soon as it is offered to Krishna. So non-devotees, they do not understand this principle that actually everything is spiritual and everything has to be used for Krishna's service. That's why they become surprised when they see devotees performing devotional service. They say it's a waste of time. This world, anishwaram, parasparam sambhutam, this world is just come by chance. There is no controller, there is no purpose to this world other than kama hetukam, just to enjoy. That's the only purpose of this world. Why are we wasting our time chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, performing spiritual activities? Because you don't get any material pleasure from it. At least that's not the goal. And at the same time, the devotees are surprised when they see the materialistic persons performing activities which have no spiritual purposes or goals. And that surprise is the essence of this purport where Srila Prabhupada brings out between the Vishnu Dutas and the Yama Dutas. It is only by the mercy of the Lord and his devotees can this wheel of Maya be uncovered and thus the spiritual nature of everything be revealed. Without the mercy of the Lord and his devotees, it is not possible. Therefore, in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going towards Jagannath Puri, and on the way, Lord Nityanand Prabhu transcendentally tricked him 2-3 times. Once he took him to Shantipur instead of taking him to Vrindavan. And then another time he broke his danda into 3 parts and threw it into the river. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I do not want to travel with all of you. I will go ahead. If you like, you may follow me. Actually, he said, if you want, you go in front of me and I'll follow you, or I'll go in front and you follow me. So the devotees, following the right etiquette, decided to allow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go ahead, and they followed behind. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from a great distance, when he saw the chakra of Lord Jagannath's temple, he fell flat, paid obeisances in ecstasy, as good as he had seen Lord Jagannath. And then when he entered the temple, he was in so much ecstasy that the Lord fainted. Now the pandas and the devotees there, they thought that this is some ordinary person who has come to exhibit some ecstasies, and they were about to pick him up and throw him out of the temple. Just at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the head priest, the leading scholar of Jagannath Puri, he said, wait, there's something very special here. And he took some cotton near the nose of Lord Chaitanya, and when the cotton shook, he understood that there is life still in this person. But this personality, although he's unconscious, he's exhibiting so many symptoms of ecstasy. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the pandas and the devotees to take Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. And from the scriptural understanding that he had, he understood that this is a very great person who is showing such devotional ecstasies. And then searching the devotees, Lord Nityanand Prabhu and other devotees, they came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And they found Lord Chaitanya. At that time, after reviving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by loudly chanting the holy names, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started glorifying Lord Chaitanya. He said, "You are such an effulgent young sannyasi. But if you don't study the Vedanta Sutra properly, then how will you maintain your sannyas? So I will teach you Vedanta." Now hearing this, the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he became furious. Gopinath Acharya, isn't it? Gopinath Acharya became furious. He said, "You Sarvabhauma, you're a fool. Here is the supreme personality of Godhead and you think you're going to teach him the Vedanta Sutras?" So Sarvabhauma started arguing with Gopinath Acharya. He said, "The scriptures say that Lord Krishna appears only in three yugas. He is three yugi." So Gopinath Acharya also started quoting so much scripture. But ultimately, they came to no conclusion. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya couldn't understand the truth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being the supreme personality of Godhead. At that time, Gopinath Acharya quoted this verse, that unless you get the mercy of the Lord, you can never understand the personality of Godhead, nor can you understand his devotees, nor can you actually understand spiritual subject matter. Athapi te deva padambujatvaya prasadaleshanugrihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. Athapi te deva padambujadvaya. Unless you have achieved padambujadvaya, the two lotus feet of the Lord, prasad lesha, even a lesh matra, a drop of mercy coming from the lotus feet of the Lord, unless that inundates the heart of a personality, janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno, it is not possible to actually know the Lord in tatva and the glory of the Lord, bhagavan mahimno, na chanya ekopi chiram vichinu, it is practically impossible. So then then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Gopinath Acharya, "How do you know that you have achieved the mercy of the Lord? You have saying that I have not achieved the mercy of the Lord, but how can you say that you have achieved the mercy of the Lord? What have you done?" So Gopinath Acharya simply smiles and says, "Very soon you will come to know." And he goes away. Then of course we know that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for 7 days instructed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Vedanta. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, exhibiting his supreme prowess of intelligence, explaining the Atmaram verse in 81 ways, converted the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Next day, something very interesting happened. Early in the morning, after the morning darshan of Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, carrying some Mahaprasad and the garlands of the Lord in his cloth, he came to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just before sunrise. At that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was just rising from his bed, and when he saw that the Lord was outside, he quickly came from inside to outside and paid prostrated obeisances to the Lord. He invited the Lord into his house, gave him a nice place to sit, and the Lord immediately offered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya some Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath. And something very interesting happened. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately took that Mahaprasad and put it in his mouth. Lord Chaitanya said, "What are you doing? You are a qualified Brahmana, such a pure person, and without performing your morning duties, you are directly eating Mahaprasad?" So at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quoted some verses from the Padma Purana. He said, "Prapti matrena bhoktavyam natra kala vicharinaha." Without thinking of the time, na atra kala vicharinaha, don't think of the time. Prapti matrena bhoktavyam, as soon as you get Mahaprasad. Prapti matrena, what is the etiquette? Bhoktavyam. The etiquette is immediately honor it. without seeing the time, place and circumstances. Why? What is the philosophy or the logic behind it? The idea is that Mahaprasadam is transcendental. So without seeing the time, place and circumstances in which it can be honored for it to be an auspicious activity, no, it's completely transcendental to all time, place, circumstances and activities. Simply one must honor it as soon as one gets it. That is the perfect way to honor and respect Mahaprasad. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got up and he embraced Sarvamam Bhattacharya. And in that embrace, the servant and the master, it is described, were both experiencing ecstasy simply by touching each other. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loudly started shouting. He said, "Today I feel as if I have conquered all the three worlds easily. In fact, I feel I have ascended to the spiritual world because today I have seen that you have developed great affection and faith in the mercy of Mahaprasad." So seeing the transformation of Sarvamama Bhattacharya's heart, so much so that he could appreciate Mahaprasad to such a high degree, it gave such ecstasy to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, after the Gundicha Marjan, just before the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the entire temple was cleansed, it is explained, the temple floor was so cool, it was as cool as the Lord's mind, and clean. And all the devotees also experienced in their hearts and minds that it had become very clean and cool by the mercy of the Lord, because they had cleansed the Gundicha temple, offered such menial services for the Lord's pleasure. After the Gundicha temple margin, the Lord aroused an ecstatic kirtan amongst the devotees. And such a huge kirtan the devotees had. After the kirtan, the next day there was Rath Yatra, and all the seven parties were performing ecstatic kirtan for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. And the kirtan went on and on and on to such a high degree and to such a long time that all the devotees were tired and fatigued. Finally, there was only one party that could continue singing and dancing. And finally, the devotees were so tired that just Sarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai and just a few devotees were singing. And then Lord Nityanand Prabhu finally requested Lord Chaitanya that devotees are so tired that please, my dear Lord, now take some rest. The devotees also need to take some rest and they need to take prasad. At that time, prasad was served. And when prasad was served, the devotees were laughing, they were joking and having wonderful conversations amongst themselves. At that time, Gopinath Acharya, he started pulling the leg of Sarvamama Bhattacharya. And he said, "See, just see what has happened. Such a great scholar, nobody in the three worlds could defeat you. And now you are jumping and dancing like a small baby. So, and enjoying Mahaprasad in the association of devotees." So Sarvamama Bhattacharya tells Gopinath Acharya, "Mahaprabhu vina keha nahi dayamai, kakera garuda kare, aache kona hai." He said, "What is this great mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu vina keha nahi dayamai. There is no one more greater than the mercy, greater than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in giving mercy." And he gives an example that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is so wonderful that it has converted a crow, kakera garuda kare, into a garuda. "I was just like a crow, black, dirty, useless, simply subsisting on filth. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, I've got the chance to become like Garuda. How great. Who else is so great? Aache kona hoy. Who else is so great in giving mercy as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Taraki ka shrigal sange bheu bheu kari, sei murkhe ye sada kahi Krishna hari." He said, "With this mouth, I was bheu bheu, barking like a dog or like a jackal, simply being a dry logician. But sei mukhe ebe sada, with the same mouth, now I am chanting Krishna Gaura Hari." Such a mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood that if it would not have been the mercy of the Lord, his heart would have never been transformed. Unless one gets the mercy of the Lord and his devotees, the wheel of Maya cannot be covered and one cannot actually see spirit, which is everywhere. In fact, later in the Antyalila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that it was Bhagavan Acharya, who was a great devotee of the Lord. And one day, his brother Gopal Bhattacharya, who had studied Vedanta from Banaras, Varanasi, he had come and he wanted to chant the Srimad Bhagavatam and give the commentaries of Vedanta Sutra for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, knowing that he had studied from Banaras under Mayavadi gurus, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was warning Bhagavan Acharya. He said, we should not allow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear his commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. It will break the heart of the Lord. He said, Jiva Jnana Kalpiti Ishware Sakale Agnyan Yahara Shravana Bhaktera Fatemana Pran. He said, this Mayavad philosophy explains two things. Jiva Jnana Kalpite Ishware. The Jiva, because of Agnyan, he is thinking that he is in illusion. But actually he is Ishvara. He is the Supreme Lord. And the Lord himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is now under illusion. Ishvare Sakala Agnyan. Hearing this philosophy that the living entity is actually God, but in illusion he is thinking he is not God, and to hear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is now under Maya when he comes into this world performing his pastimes. Yahara Shravane Bhaktira Fate Mana Pran. It actually bursts the heart of a devotee. One cannot hear such Mayavad philosophy. So by the association of the devotee and the Lord, a devotee's heart becomes so refined and it becomes so clear in the understanding of what is Mayavad, what is Krishna consciousness, that simply by hearing this Mayavad philosophy, it actually hurts the heart of a devotee. Another time, another scholar from Bengal had come and he wanted to chant some beautiful poetries for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. And all the devotees were glorifying the poetries of this particular devotee. This devotee was glorifying Lord Jagannath. And these devotees, they went to Swarup Damodar Goswami and they said, we know that Lord Chaitanya does not hear anything unless you have passed what that devotee wants to speak. Unless he is confident that Swarup Damodar Goswami has allowed this devotee to speak something in front of Lord Chaitanya will not hear. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, we are requesting you, you please hear the poetries of this devotee, how wonderfully he is glorifying Lord Chaitanya. And when Swarup Damodar Goswami heard, he was shocked. He said, this devotee is comparing Lord Jagannath to the wooden form of the Lord and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the heart of Lord Jagannath. To be the heart, to be the dancing form of the Lord. So he's saying that Jagannath is immovable. He is a wooden form in which the Lord has appeared. And the same Lord who is the heart, who is the spirit form, is now dancing as Lord Chaitanya. So he is comparing Lord Jagannath to having a material body. And the spirit of Jagannath is Lord Chaitanya. This is blasphemy. Immediately, Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand that there was a touch, a tinge of Mayavad. And then he explained that as devotees progress, they become so refined that they can clearly know. Because of the mercy of the Lord, Swarup Damodar Goswami could clearly know what was the essential refined principles of devotional service. And thus he stopped such a devotee from coming in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's another very interesting pastime a little later in Antyalila where Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time after a huge kirtan in front of Lord Jagannath, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatically singing the traditional Oriya song, Jagamohana Pari Mundu Yau, that let my head fall at the feet of Lord Jagannath while dancing in ecstasy in this Jagamohan hall. I should dance so much that let my head just fall at the feet of Lord Jagannath, dancing in this hall of Jagamohan. So while singing like this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, they were doing great kirtan. And finally, after the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Gambira, took his prasad, and lied down to take rest. Govinda, after offering prasad, he took the remnants of the Lord. And when he came back to perform his daily services of massaging the Lord's lotus feet after prasad, he found that the Lord was lying at the gate of Gambira. So there was no way for him to enter inside and perform his services of massaging the Lord. So Govinda requested, "My dear Lord, please move. I need to enter inside. I have service to perform." Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, my body is so tired. I can hardly move from here." Govinda requested, "My dear Lord, please, please move. I have just move aside a little and I'll enter Gambira. I'll enter the room and I'll perform services to you." So the Lord said, "I am not going to move from here. You do what you like." So Govinda again made a third request. He said, "Please, my dear Lord, I have services to perform to you. Kindly move. Should I perform my services to you or not?" He asked like that. So the Lord said, "Do it or don't do it. It is up to your mind. But I am not going to move from here." And then Govinda was helpless. He was wondering what I should do. So an idea came to his mind. He took a wrapper of the upper cloth of the Lord and he put it over the Lord's body. He crossed the Lord's body, entered into the room and performed his services. He massaged the lotus feet of the Lord. He massaged the back and the waist of the Lord. And the fatigue of the Lord was completely gone. The Chaitanya Charitamrita next explains that the Lord rested for 45 minutes. And after 45 minutes, he woke up. And he saw Govinda still inside the room. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Govinda, why did you not go out and take prasad?" Govinda did not speak anything. The Lord chastised him. He said, "What is this? You are remaining in the room, you are not performing your services, you are not taking your prasad." He said, "My Lord," Govinda replied, "you are lying at the gate of the Gambira. How can I cross over your body and perform such a grievous offense?" So then the Lord chastised him further. He said, "If you could cross over my body to come inside, then why could you not cross over my body to go outside?" Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami at that time explains what was going on in the mind of Govinda. Govinda did not speak anything, but it is explained that in his mind he was thinking, "My dear Lord, for your service, even if I have to go to hell, what is the problem? I will definitely go to hell. But for my sense gratification, how can I even perform one drop of offense at your lotus feet? So for your service, I was ready to break the etiquette and come into the room by crossing over your body. Let me go to hell if I have to. But for my sense gratification, how can I cross over your body?" Govinda did not speak this. It was just going on in his mind, and he smiled at the chastisement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the conclusive verse of this episode is so interesting that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, "Yehi sabahoye bhakti shastra sukshma marma chaitanyera kripaya jane yehi sabadharma." All these activities, yehi sabahoye bhakti shastra sukshma marma, it is the fine etiquettes of practicing devotional service. These are available only to one who has achieved the mercy of the Lord. Chaitanyera kripaya jane yehi sabadharma. Ordinary devotional service we are practicing, but to refine our devotional service and to understand the intricacies of the etiquettes of devotional service, one has to achieve the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. Otherwise, one will not know what to do, what not to do. And one constantly remains confused even while practicing devotional service. What is right? What is wrong? Whether I should do this or not do this? Unless one has really achieved the mercy of the Lord and his devotees by service, it is not possible to understand these finer etiquettes. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his special mercy to Rupa Goswami. Another time in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Lord Jagannath and he was singing some songs which sounded like film songs of attraction between a boy and a girl. And the ordinary people were bewildered. They were wondering, what is this? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing songs which are like film songs. And then, after the entire kirtan was over, the devotees went, they took their bath, they took prasadam. And after prasadam, when they were coming back, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought them towards Rupa Goswami's kutir. Just at that time, Rupa Goswami had composed a very nice verse describing Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic dancing and singing in front of Lord Jagannath. And he had put that verse over the door of his hut, and Rupa Goswami had gone to take bath. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came towards the hut of Rupa Goswami, he saw this verse and he was amazed. He said, how does Rupa Goswami know what is in my heart? That verse described the meaning of what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing in front of Lord Jagannath's cart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and as the Lord's girlfriend, he was chanting these verses of how I can develop love for you and how I am feeling love for you in separation. And that had been explained by Rupa Goswami in exquisite, beautiful Sanskrit poetry. So Lord Chaitanya was amazed, and Rupa Goswami just came back. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mildly slapped him. How did you understand my heart? How have you described such a beautiful verse? And at that time, Swarup Damodar Goswami says, my dear Lord, you have invested your very special mercy in the heart of Rupa Goswami. And the Lord accepts, yes. At Dashashwamedha Ghat, I had given my special mercy to Rupa Goswami. And thus, Rupa Goswami now knows my heart. So one who has actually surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, achieved the Lord's mercy, can know the inner heart of the Lord. And thus, like Rupa Goswami, write verses which even ordinary people cannot understand. But he can understand and explain it in his poetry. Therefore, a little further in the Antyalila, there is a very beautiful pastime when Vallabha Bhatta, he comes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wants to exhibit his great intelligence by giving the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees that there is a trace of pride in the heart of Vallabha Bhatta. Now this is a great pastime going on between two friends. So Srila Prabhupada says that we should not criticize Vallabha Bhatta. We are not on that level. But this is a discussion going on between two great friends. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Vallabha Bhatta. He says, you are trying to show your great commentary, but you have rejected the Swami. And therefore, your commentary is useless. And one who rejects the Swami is no better than a public woman, a prostitute. So Lord Chaitanya was using a pun. He was explaining, Swami has two meanings. Swami also means Sridhar Swami, and Swami also means master. So a lady who has given up her master, her husband, she has no social position. She becomes alone. And similarly, because Vallabha Bhatta had not based his commentary following in the parampara of Sridhar Swami, rather he wanted to supersede Sridhar Swami. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are like a prostitute. You have no shelter in the commentary of the acharyas. You have no shelter at the Lord. You have no shelter in their mercy. Therefore, your commentary is useless and nobody will be interested in it. Vallabha Bhatta said, but I have explained this commentary in great detail. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to brush him aside, said, I am a fool. I don't understand Srimad Bhagavatam. I am simply day and night chanting the holy names of the Lord. And I do not understand these big, big commentaries. So then Vallabha Bhatta, he wanted to get through the Lord. So he said, okay, I have written many commentaries on the holy name of the Lord. Allow me to explain that to you. Again, to brush him aside, Lord Chaitanya said, holy names of the Lord? I only know two names of the Lord, Yashodanandan and Shyam Sundar. And I do not know any other commentary on the names of the Lord other than these two names. I am completely satisfied chanting these two names. And the Lord went away. So Vallabha Bhatta felt greatly insulted because the Lord had chastised him in front of all the devotees, and he went back home. Because previously, I think it was in Prayag, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had accepted his invitation and shown great mercy to Vallabha Bhatta. And now Vallabha Bhatta thought, why is the Lord insulting me? Why is he not hearing my commentaries? Why is he chastising me in front of all the devotees? And when he went home, he meditated in his heart. He introspected, and such fascinating gem pearls of realizations came out of his heart. He started thinking, Ami jiti yei garva shunya hauka ihar chitte Ishvara swabhava karena saha karahite. He said, because of my pride, I was thinking, Ami jiti, I should always be victorious. I should win over everybody else. I am better than everybody else. And thus I wanted to show to the Lord by my commentary that I am better than the other devotees around him. The Lord noticed that. Yei garva shunya hauka ihar chitte. He saw it in my heart that there was this garva, this pride. And what is the Lord's swabhav? Ishvara swabhava karena sahakarahite. Sahakarahite, the Lord, he wants to give mercy to everyone. He wants to see everyone happy. And thus the Lord smashed this mountain of pride in my heart. Now the Lord insults me, although previously he glorified me. Why is he insulting me? That he explains in the next verse. Amara hita karena iha ami mani dukhi. Krishnera upare kailayena indra maha murkhi. He said, the Lord is so merciful. He wants to act for my benefit. And thus, he has given me this great mercy. Amara hita karena iha. He is acting for my benefit. But ami mani dukhi. But I consider it to be an insult. And then he remembered the pastime of Indra. Krishnera upare kailayena indra maha murkhi. That Indra, the great fool, who was carrying a big mountain of false pride, was smashed by the Lord by his causeless mercy on Indra. And thus Indra became humble and could understand that the Lord was the real Indra. Thus, he performed the abhishek of the Lord and named him Govinda, the Lord of the senses, the Lord of the cows, the Lord of Vrindavan. So thus, Vallabha Bhatta, when he was insulted, when he was in difficulty, he saw it as the mercy of the Lord. And the next day, he came to the Lord and he begged forgiveness. He said, my Lord, I am a big fool. I was trying to show off my great glory, my pride in front of you. But out of your causeless mercy, you have smashed it and allowed me to understand your glory and your mercy upon me. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased on Vallabha Bhatta and agreed to come to his house for prasad, and he became very pleased in his mind. So how the Lord's mercy comes? Sometimes as a favor, sometimes as an insult. But when the mercy of the Lord comes, when the mercy of his devotees come, only then the wheel of Maya is taken out, and then one can actually see things as they are. Therefore we find in this verse that the Vishnudutas, they are surprised that Yamdutas, who are supposed to know religious principles, they are not following real religion and they are carrying Ajamil. Although he has chanted the holy name of the Lord, the holy name of the Lord is completely spiritual. But the Yamadutas, their mind was covered by the wheel of Maya. And therefore the Yamadutas were feeling surprised. So what if he has just chanted these four syllables, Narayana? Why are these Vishnudutas, who are gentle, nice personalities, they are obstructing us in our service? That was because the Yamadutas had still not achieved the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. And now we will see in the pastime that the Yamadutas, see, although the Yamadutas have these horrible faces and these nooses of death, they are very intelligent personalities. They speak such refined scripture. We will see in the coming few verses, they actually debate with the Vishnudutas. They speak such perfect codes of religion, morality. Tremendous intelligence they exhibit. However, they do not know that the perfection of all that is to surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord, because they have not achieved the mercy of the Lord. So one may be a great scholar, one may have a lot of intelligence, but unless one has served the lotus feet of the devotees and served the Lord and achieved their mercy, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya achieved mercy of the Lord and thus understood the glory of the Lord, like Gopinath Acharya, Bhagwan Acharya's brother, he had not achieved the mercy of the Lord. So he could not understand, and therefore he was kicked out by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Just like Govinda, he was so refined in his character because he had achieved the mercy of the Lord that he could understand the marma of the Bhakti Shastras. And just like Vallabha Bhatta, he understood, he accepted that actually this is the mercy of the Lord. These are not simply insults. The Lord is doing this to purify me. And then he could appreciate the Lord and beg his forgiveness. And therefore it was Rupa Goswami, because he had achieved the mercy of the Lord, when he had exhibited such a humility at the lotus feet of the Lord, then the wheel of Maya was covered. And the Lord's special mercy had entered into their hearts. And thus they understood that simply by the holy name of the Lord, everything can be achieved. This essential knowledge will be revealed to the Yamdutas by Yamraj in the following verses in the history of the life of Ajamil. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.